Turn it up.
Get ready.
You're tuned in to VO Buzz Weekly.
The show where aspiring voice actors,
established VO pros,
and curious fans alike get to meet and learn.
From the mega successful talent in voiceover, hear their personal stories, find out how they became so successful,
learn their secrets, and join them at the top.
Seriously Buzzed with your hosts, Chuck Duran and Stacey J. Aswan.
Hey everybody, I'm Stacey J.
And I'm Chuck Duran.
Welcome to an absolutely phenomenal VO Buzz Week.
And she's not kidding about the phenomenal part. We have voiceover royalty with us today in the studio, June Foray. And man, are we excited.
We are.
Yes.
Let's take a look at some of June's most memorable characters. Check it out.
I don't remember seeing her at any of the union meetings. Come in, come in, come in, come in. I warn you, dearie, I'm going to worm all of your ugly secrets out of you. Make yourself homely.
She's not such a bad old lady. She might even be somebody's mother. Or father.
Can't take my eyes off you for a second. Let me warn you, Sylvester, for absolutely the last time, if there's one little feather, just one little feather harmed of this bird, I'm going to sell you to the violin string factory. Remember.
So, your great, big, wonderful moose.
That's me, all right.
Maybe you could see to it that Hard Knocks wins next Saturday.
Why not?
Bullwinkle, you can't do that.
I'm supposed to help ladies in distress.
But Chapter 3 says you never throw a game.
Well, you read your chapter, I'll read mine. What was that you called me, Missy?
A great, big, wonderful schnook.
I love you.
You love your mamas, and they love your sleepy time pajamas.
Just pull the ring. You never know what she'll say next.
Tell me a story.
The only story now left to tell is a chatty cat is made by Mattel.
Hello?
My name is Talking Tina, and I'm going to kill you. You'll
be sorry. Eric.
My name is Talkie Tina. And you'd better be nice to me.
Candy Claus, why? Why are you taking our Christmas tree? Why?
That's odd. Flicker Rock is missing. But wait a minute. There it is, with a tremendous dent in its side. It was flicked. And I'll bet the flicker who flicked Flicker Rock was you, Snidely Whiplash.
Were you ever scared? I really smurfed you that time. So, it's you again, Zokey Smurf. Hey, there's a light up ahead.
Funny, Jokey.
It sure was. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I just can't go.
But think of the fun you'll be missing.
There's more to life than fun, Ogum. I'm needed here.
I've got all the luck we'll need.
This is your chance to prove yourself.
Grandma, no!
Oh,
Yep, this cricket's a lucky one.
Hubba, Hubba, how about you set me up on a date with your granddaughter, huh?
That's me. During the war, I was a whack.
Hate to break it to you, but you're still a whack.
Oh, no, silly. The Women's Auxiliary Army Corps.
You were in the army?
Yes, I was a spy. Red to the hair, a spoonful of moldy peanut butter. Hello. I'm Mrs. Cauldron, your friendly neighborhood old lady, who might be a witch.
Nevermore!
Quiet! I have a story to tell. So, here it is, and I'm not saying it's true, but I'm not saying it isn't either.
With us in the studio today is the First Lady of Animation. She has brilliantly voiced iconic characters like Rocky the Squirrel and Natasha, Granny, Witch Hazel, Nell Fenwick, Cindy Lou Who, and so many others. We are truly honored to have on VO Buzz Weekly the Annie and Emmy Award-winning, delightful and elegant June Foray.
Yay, June Foray.
Welcome.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
This is a special moment. Especially for me, because I love you and you don't even know that.
Your wife knows it.
You know, she does now. But I'm telling you right now, it's since I was a little boy, I grew up listening to you and all the stuff that you do. And when I found out that we can actually have you here in the studio talking with us and talking with everybody that watches our show,
yeah.
I got so excited. Stacy did too, but I was just over the top. And you'll find out later. I have a little surprise for you.
Oh, no.
But we're so happy to have you on the show, June. Thank you for coming.
Thank you. You know, every time I go someplace, it's like a network. Everybody says, I grew up with you. Mm-hmm. That's why I named my autobiography, Did You Grow Up With Me Too?
Yes.
Because everybody says the same thing.
What made you want to write the book?
Because people want to know what I've done and how I've done it. I've written two books. Mm-hmm. Now I'm working on my third, making notes. Remembering things I forgot to remember.
Right.
That's a good one. I should have one of those.
Yes, you should. Well, your book, Did You Grow Up With Me Too, people can get that on Amazon. So
yep.
Check that out, you guys. It's
absolutely
great. Well, June, we want to kind of take us back. And when did you always know you wanted to be an actress?
Oh, yes. My mother and father were extremely intelligent people. And they used to take us to the theater and the opera and the movies, and I would impersonate everybody. Mm-hmm. And when I was 6 years old, I told my mother and father I wanted to be an actor. And they thought, what kind of a kid is that? You know, but I could impersonate them all.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother was a wonderful singer and pianist. My father was an engineer, so it kind of ran in the family a little
bit.
Right,
right.
And so they got me what they call was an elocution teacher.
Oh.
And she put me on her radio show when I was 12.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I was 15, on the same radio show, the station, they had a group of actors every week. I had the hubris to call them and say, you know, I can do all those parts. And they hired me. I got $5, I think.
Wow, that was big money.
But I've been working since I was 15.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Well, can you take us to your first animation role, your first break into voice? I mean, you did radio, obviously.
Yes.
And then was it Cinderella when you got Lucifer the Cat that was the first?
You got it, yes. I had been doing radio shows, and I did a show every day at 7:15 with Steve Allen, and it was called Smile Time. And I do these crazy voices. And I was under contract to Capitol Records at that time, and neither Disney nor Warner's had their record company.
Mm-hmm.
So I think at Disney they heard me doing these crazy voices on Capitol Records and also with Steve Allen.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how I got the job in Cinderella. I had no idea I was going to be a voice actor.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because I was kind of cute when I was young. And I thought, well, I'll be in pictures or on the Broadway stage. After I started in Cinderella, mm-hmm. I just went on and on and on.
Yeah.
And it was just voiceover Jones, from there on in,
Chuck
right?
Chuck Jones called me for Warner Brothers. I went on from there, and that's it.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Now, wait, weren't you in Peter Pan? Weren't you a mermaid? But you didn't do any voices. What did you do in the movie if we didn't hear you?
No, I did the old Indian squaw.
Okay.
In Peter Pan.
Okay.
And I don't know why they didn't hire me for one of the mermaids, because they rotoscoped me.
They rotoscoped
you. That's what it was. Okay.
And so one of the mermaids looked like me.
Right.
Yeah, because, you know, the mm-hmm. animators
yeah.
copy
right.
over it.
Right.
And, boy, they had in their studio, they built a big thing supposed to be like a little island where the mermaids mm-hmm. are. They were all big planks of wood. I got home after crawling up and down.
Oh.
I had bruises all over my body.
Who says it's not hard work being a voice actor? That's so funny.
Oh, my
Well,
goodness.
Do you have... I'm sorry,
I love it.
Jumping anytime, Chuck.
You know, you're good.
But what are some of, for you, your favorite characters that you've played? There's so
you know,
many great ones.
Everybody asked me that. Stacy, I love them all. I love Granny. I was too young to play Granny, but I played her. Now that I'm old enough to be a Granny, I'm still doing Granny.
Yes, you
and,
are.
Yeah. You know, I love Witch Hazel. And everybody loved that. Rocky the Flying Squirrel.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I love all the characters.
Rocky the Flying Squirrel was definitely my favorite character in the entire
well,
world.
Well, and I'm admiring your necklace. June has a Rocky
yes.
the Squirrel necklace. How long have you had that? A long time?
My niece, who sculpted E.T., she's a wonderful sculptor
mm-hmm.
and,
wow.
and painter. She works all the time in studios. She said, what do I get my aunt for Christmas? So she made me Rocky the Flying Squirrel. You don't know what this says.
What is that?
It says, damn, I'm good.
Oh, it does. It says, damn, I'm good.
Well, you know.
That's fabulous.
It's important to state the obvious sometimes, because yes, damn, you are good, Joan.
Yeah.
You are good.
So, but speaking of Rocky, I that was my favorite cartoon when I was growing up, and I can't do the voice of Rocky. But
you
I can. But I can't. But I can do Bullwinkle. A little bit. So I thought that if I did a little Bullwinkle, could you do a little Rocky with me?
Of course.
Yeah? Okay, here we go.
So Chuck will be playing the role that Bill Scott brilliantly did. Chuck
yes.
will be standing in for Bill Scott
okay.
as Bullwinkle.
And I don't know much of Bullwinkle, but here's what I can say. Ready? Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Hokey smoke, that never works.
What are you talking about, Rocky?
I know more than you do, Bullwinkle.
Huh? How was that? That was awesome. Put it there. Put it there. Oh, yeah, get down, baby. That was cool.
I love it.
Wow, that's it.
Well,
my life is made.
That's it.
End of the show. We'll see you guys later.
I don't have to buy you
Thank
any
you
more
so
Christmas
much. That
gifts.
That was so cool. Oh,
Thank
my
you
goodness.
For that.
How cool.
Do you think out of all the characters you've created, June, are there any that are like you?
I don't know. I'm not a witch, really.
No. Oh, no.
I got an Emmy doing Mrs. Cauldron.
Yes, and you're still doing Looney Tunes. You're still
Garfield,
working.
Yeah.
And the Garfield Show. What do you still like about being a voice actor?
I think it's wonderful. I taught at SC mm-hmm. for 7 semesters.
Wow.
Other people who wanted to be
yeah.
a voice actor. You know, they'd say, hey, listen, June, and they do all of these wonderful voices, but you get copy in front of them, and they weren't good actors.
Mm.
You can't teach anybody how to act. That's only my opinion.
Right.
Yeah.
Because somehow it's got to be here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You got to understand thoughts, the way people think, what's in your mind, how you feel about different mm-hmm. situations. I don't know if any of them became successful or
right,
not.
Right, right.
Yeah.
But I taught for 7 years, and I thought, boy, that's enough.
Yeah. You'd rather be performing yeah. and teaching?
Well, I do like to help students, mm-hmm. though. I've helped students at CalArts, SC, UCLA. As a matter of fact, UCLA gave me a wonderful award because I help the students. I narrate their films. Mm-hmm. One girl, I narrated her film. She was at CalArts, mm-hmm. and she won a Student Academy Awards. She went to France. She went every place, won awards, and now she's an executive at Cartoon Network. So I'm kind of proud of that.
Yeah. That is something yeah. to be proud of, yeah.
So speaking of awards, you were part of ASIFA Hollywood, and you were part of that pioneering group that started the Annie Awards. So first of all, thank you for that. And what
Absolutely.
Can you take us to how that all came about?
Well, they had the ASIFA all over Europe, and they had a little group here, about 5 or 6 people. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, we've got to have a good organization. So I created ASIFA Hollywood. I got an attorney and got a tax-free situation mm-hmm. now for ASIFA. And then I thought, you know, we have the Grammys, the Tonys, the Oscars. Why not one for animation? Mm-hmm. Well, I was on the board of governors of the Motion Picture Academy for 26 years.
Whoa.
And I started over 20 years ago. It took me over 20 years.
Wow.
I was chairman of the Short Films and Feature Animation. And so I said, you've got to have an award for a feature animated film. Nah, Disney will get them all. It took me over 20
Disney
years.
Will get them all.
It took over 20 years.
Wow.
And Shrek finally got the first one. I had never met Jeffrey Katzenberg. Mm-hmm. He called me to thank me because he knew that I was instrumental.
Were, yeah.
Wow.
Well, and you've won multiple Annie Awards. And you've also won an Emmy. You won an Emmy last year.
Oh, yeah.
What was that like for you?
After all I've done for so many years, I never got a nomination at Warner's or Disney, Walter Lantz, and I did fabulous characters for
them. Of course you did.
That's right.
But nobody ever appointed me. And finally, Mark Evanier, who helped me write Did You Grow Up With Me Too?
Mm-hmm.
And he directs the Garfield show. And so he submitted my name to the Television Academy. And they said, of course she's nominated. Well, there are other people who are nominated. And I didn't think I'd win. All of a sudden, I won. And people on the internet, I don't know how to use mine. But anyway, they would say, how many Emmys do you have? Or, why haven't you had one before? Or, it's about time, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And so it was quite an honor. But I have so many awards, I don't have enough room on my walls or my cocktail table.
We need to get more wall space. Well, that's all the time we have today. That concludes part one with June Foray. Be back next week for part two.
Yes, and find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest, you guys. You take care until next week, and just remember, you always have time for a little buzz.
Don't just listen to VO Buzz Weekly. Watch the show in stunning HD video at VOBuzzWeekly.com, on their YouTube channel, or on the app.
VO Buzz Weekly is sponsored by Chuck Durant's
Demos That Rock.
Rock.
The voiceover demo producer to the stars is now available to you.
Visit DemosThatRock.com
and take your voiceover career to the next level.
See you next time. And remember, you always have time for a little buzz.